Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good music is what we want to hear.
What do you mean, good music?
It's what we dance to, what our children will dance to. And if you don't want to play it, then take your records and go home.
Did you have a band? Good or bad?
It's a great band. It's a bad band. It's like pizza, baby. It's good no matter what. There's music in the air.
Welcome to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Greg Cutt. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune. Today on the world's only rock and roll talk show, it's that time of year again. The only way we know how to wish our listeners happy holidays is to bring in our own version of Kris Kringle, Andy Serzan.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and now it's time to enter the weird and wonderful world of Andy.
Have just stepped into a winter wonderland that is unlike any other winter wonderland that we know of. There's the one that you see in the shopping malls of America and here on the commercial radio stations of America, and then there's Andy Serzan's world. Our very own Kris Kringle. That's the only way I can describe it. We brought Andy in about 10 years ago to start doing this Christmas show annually with us, and it's been a tradition here at Sound Opinions ever since. Andy, for the longest time, has been putting together a year-end CD that Jim... I mean, how else can we describe what Andy does? He spends the entire year scouring for the world's most obscure, most weird, most overlooked Christmas music. This is not the world of the Chipmunks singing.
No.
This is not the Andy Williams Christmas special. This is the Andy Serzan Christmas special, and it is unlike any other in the world, I would have to say.
And I just got to say, I feel like once again I'm getting away with murder.
Getting invited
back every year, I wonder. Will they invite me back after what just happened? All kidding aside, it's the only thing more fun than collecting all this stuff is getting to share it, and I appreciate the opportunity to do it. And thanks to you guys, and now we're spreading out across America with our crazy tunes, and that's exciting.
A couple of sentences to add to your thumbnail description, Greg. Andy spends the whole year. He's got a day job in Chicago, one of the talent bookers at one of the biggest independent concert promoters left in the country. But really, he lives to scour the independent record store, the mom-and-pop shops, their dusty, used vinyl bins, a quarter per record sometimes, sometimes much more. You find old 78s, 45s from the 30s and 40s and 50s, song poems, these things that people made up on their own with some sent away, mail order, do-it-yourself song. You've got a great collection. You make a CD every year. You share it with your friends and people you work with, which sometimes include people like, the guys in Led Zeppelin and Pearl Jam. And us!
Yeah.
And the listeners of Sound Opinions. That's who Andy is if you haven't gotten that background in previous years. Andy, let's dive into 2007. What do you got for us this year?
All right, let's get some music cracking here. We're going to start off with, on my CD, usually I put setup tracks or little segues or vignettes, whatever you want to call them, between the songs. And this first set starts off with one. And this first set's going to be kind of a flashback machine. These are tracks that I've used over the last 20 years, all compiled into a, hey, this is kind of what we do on this show sort of thing. And then the next couple sets will introduce a number of tracks from this year's version.
New discoveries.
But without further ado, the setup track on this one, I just call it Weird Santa because this guy makes the Santa Claus. It is supposed to be Santa Claus. He sounds somewhat threatening and sort of disturbing. You'll kind of pick up the vibe. It's not like ha ha ha. It's sort of like whoa. And then we go into the immortal track from the Polka Dot Chorus, the Imp, who is a Christmas-based troublemaking character. An area of this whole thing I've been kind of fascinated with lately. In fact, if anybody out there wants to know more about Christmas troublemakers, Google Krampus. And I'll leave it at that for right now. So without further ado, here's Weird Santa setting up our first set.
Yes, children, it's coming to that time. It's coming to that night before Christmas when I come to your house. Well, what does Santa see when he comes to your house? You've heard about the story about the night before Christmas. Well, now Santa's going to tell you what he sees when he comes to your house, when he's in your house, and when he leaves your house. Santa's night before Christmas. Oh!
When the Christmas lights are shining bright, and then go kaboom, who's in the room? The Imp. When the building blocks are standing right, and wow, how they fall, who caused it all? The Imp. When things go wrong, who's always there? You guessed it.
Who?
The Imp. When the electric train goes up the track, you know who's to blame. One and the same. You know his name. The Imp.
Thank you.
He didn't seem to care at all, said Sandy was so nice. I've often seen her kiss my dad and all the folks you see. Something I can't figure out, maybe Sandy's kin to me.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, the world's only rock and roll talk show in the midst of our great Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular.
What does Christmas mean to you? It's giving presents and getting them and Santa and all that kind of thing. That's why we sing. That's what we do when we think of Merry Christmas. Say, what does Christmas mean to you?
Can't have
Boy, that's some classic Christmas weirdness from Andy Surzan. Andy, tell us what we just heard.
Well, that kind of set was the Wayback Machine, we're calling it. Those are things we played over the years. But like I said, now that you guys are nationwide and super bad, you know, we're kind of bringing people up to speed so they can get an idea of the range of stuff, the genres and the ideas behind a lot of this music. That last track was called Christmas Tree by Sandy and Patty, and that's a 45 on Fable Records. Before that, we heard the Hall of Fame track, My Santa Claus Has No Ho, Ho, Ho. I believe a homemade 70 synth pop 45 by Lynn Ostergren. And, you know, it's just one of those songs that you just got to kind of wonder what happened to it after it got made, did anything. And, of course, now something has happened to it. It's going to be a smash.
There you go.
So before that, we heard Stars of Christmas, What Does Christmas Really Mean? Just a train wreck of a song. And before that, you know, that's a great thing. These Christmas tunes are all about a minute and 45 long, so you can get a bunch of them in there. Before that, we heard Santa's Little Helper by Groovy Joe Poovy. And that's some obscure hillbilly holiday stuff, pedal steel and cling-clangy percussion. And Santa's Little Helper actually is his mom, who he sees goofing around with Santa Claus, and he gets all kind of upset about it. And he's thinking about telling his daddy that he knows who Santa's Little Helper is, but he doesn't know if he should or not. These are problems that, you know, young kids have around
Absolutely.
The holidays.
It's an existential crisis.
Seeing mom, you know, kind of making out with Santa or something, like, oh, dad.
You just don't get this kind of drama in White Christmas.
No, we got a lot of variety here. Of course, we kicked off with The Imp, a legendary Christmas troublemaker by the Polka Dot Chorus. So there's set one.
That's a greatest hit set in some ways. There are many more. We started doing this with you about 10 years ago, Andy. You've been doing this for another 10, just distributing these handmade CDs at the end of each year. Why did you get into this in the first place?
When I hit a certain age, I started to lose the holiday vibe that I remembered having as a kid, and I tried a number of things, including drinking and, you know, no, I'm just kidding. To try to find a way to transfer the childlike glee into adulthood, and I finally came to the conclusion that my love of music may be a good opportunity for me to find a way to do it. You know, it just sort of mushroomed over the years, and, you know, now we're up to 400 plus and downloading and radio shows, and there's a documentary team here from Canada, and, you know, we're just kind of like, I'm rolling with it because I want people to hear this stuff because I think it's a way for me to say, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody, right?
There you go. Well, we're going to hear more on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media from Andy Surzan's weird, wonderful Christmas archives, including his discoveries for this year.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. We are in the midst of the Andy Surzan Christmas special, a holiday tradition at Sound Opinions that we love to continue each year. Andy has got this archive of Christmas music. You're hearing it in the background. You're hearing it, you know, all throughout this show. We are moving into the year 2007. Andy, in terms of this year's CD, you spend a year basically scouring the bins in all corners of America looking for obscure Christmas music. And then at the end of the year, you take the best of that stuff and put it on a single CD. What about this year's CD? What were you looking at? Was there a theme? Was there stuff that you were discovering this year that was blowing your mind when you came across it?
Well, I stopped, you know, putting that gauntlet in front of myself about trying to improve because it's you know, apples and oranges in a way, because I'm sort of at the mercy of what I locate in any given year. So I, you know, the first thing I do is I go out there and I rummage around and listen to my procurements and try to imagine sort of how what would fit in and what won't. And I do set myself a parameter that, you know, it's not going to be any, you know, 26-minute Weezer CD. You know, it's got to be 60 minutes long. And I try to, again, just show the range of what's out there in this genre. Those are kind of the only rules, so to speak. And
yeah, but is it getting harder, Andy? You've crisscrossed the country any number of times over the last 20 years. The mom-and-pop record stores are becoming fewer and fewer.
Yeah.
There aren't even that many rummage bins to go through anymore.
I don't like buying music on the internet, and I don't like going after tracks I haven't heard. And the thing about the internet is if some guys think they have a hot track, well, that's their impression of what it is. But I'm not looking for a specific track. I'm trying to find bits and pieces of Christmas vinyl. If they look, if they have the right look, if they're on a weird little label and it's a 45 and almost all this stuff, these are original songs that are of the moment. And a lot of times the guy performing them or the girl performing wrote them and then vanished. There's no, you know, famous artists involved in this thing. I hardly ever actually use any songs that actually have any semblance of relationship to Christmas music as we know it. In fact, this year, the only track that's even close is I've got a Don Patterson Trio track on Prestige Records. It's a great album, if anyone ever can find that one. It's You're All I Want for Christmas, which is a relatively well-known Christmas song. But other than that, these are all just original compositions. And that's the key. You know, what's up with the other side of the Christmas thing, the one that hardly anybody knows about, and then taking all that stuff together and merging the hillbilly Christmas with the jazz Christmas with the song poem Christmas and trying to find a flow like a DJ would, or put some thought into how it rolls out and segues into 60 minutes of continuous music. And when it's done, then it's like I sort of feel that it's right, or if I go back, I might make a tweak or two. But once I find the songs, it goes very quickly because I don't really obsess about you know, oh, that edit is not the one.
Well, let's dive in, Andy. What do you got for us this year?
Okay, this next set kicks off with a bit of dialogue dubbed off a Mexican Christmas movie that's one of the all-time strangest bits of Christmas stuff ever put to video. We could talk more about it, but without further ado, here is the setup track for my new CD. This one opens it, and I call it Santa versus El Diablo.
You, Pips, chief of all my demons, must listen closely. The time is almost here when you must abandon the brimstone pits and journey up to Earth. But this time you must not fail as you've done in the past. You must not be defeated by that bearded old goat, Santa Claus. If you do not succeed in making all the children of the Earth do evil, you shall be punished. And instead of red hot coals, you will eat chocolate ice cream.
No, Lucifer, king of all the evil spirits. Not bad. By the horns of everything satanic, I beg you. To live, I must have eat. Frozen meals are bad for me, especially chocolate. It's very bad for my digestion, which is so delicate. Yes, I promise, O priceless Prince of Hades, that by my many wiles I will finish off Santa forever and see that the children commit terrible deeds and make Santa Claus angry.
Go on, then, and show the world who is its real master.
So be it, Lucifer. Yeah. were married. Ten Christmas Eve ago, 10 days ago we parted. Now I don't know which way to go. My hair is turning gray. Baby, my hair is turning gray. Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a blue gray Christmas. Coming toward my lonesome door, the door is swinging open, and it's cold outside, I know. Oh, but now I hear the door open, and before me you stand, one bare hand nearly frozen, one tug on the other hand.
Listening to the annual Christmas Spectacular at Sound Opinions, the world's only rock and roll talk show. For more on this show and to download the music, go to christmas.soundopinions.org.
Guys, sure, the Santa Claus got so fat?
No, how?
You didn't? No. Well, the story goes like this.
Far out from the Northland, Saint Nick came in his sled.
and he looks to me this year like he has been well fed. His tummy is so round and it bulges nicely out. He must have had a lot of sausage and sauerkraut as he drove through the city in his wide open sled. I asked Saint Nick to tell me, how did he get so fat? Under his beard he smiled, and then he said to me, I'm staying at the North Pole with a Polish family. This Polish family, they take good care of him. Their names are Yash and Zosia, and the little boy named Jim. They cook the Polish sausage that Santa likes the best. No wonder that he now can't button up his vest.
And when it comes, it brings good cheer. And now I become to drink a pot of your Christmas beer. If it be a pot of the best, then I hope in heaven your souls may rest. But if it be a pot of your small, well, that's better than none at all.
Oh, boy. Now, what was that, Andy?
That's some holiday ephemera from a long-lost recording of some English Christmas toast regarding the consumption of Christmas beer, special beer made around the holidays all over the planet. And before that, we heard the Paula Brothers with their holiday polka sausage and sauerkraut for Xmas. Santa apparently moved in with a Polish family who live at the North Pole, by the way. I don't know how that worked out, but they're up there packing away the sausage. And before that, we heard the Haight-Ashbury Christmas classic, Santa's Magical Bag by Charlotte Sanders. And, of course, the bag, the insinuation is the bag includes stuff other than the traditional holiday gifts.
Very Austin Powers.
That should have been on the Austin Powers soundtrack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of that, what was it, Beyonce
yeah,
song.
The flute solo is just incredible, yeah. Isn't it? Before that, we heard a great Christmas R&B track that's also on my CD this year, Blue Gray Christmas by King Coleman. We started off with some excerpts from the Mexican Santa Claus movie that came out in the late 60s, and it is probably one of the strangest visuals you'll ever get, spending an hour and a half with that thing, if you can find it. I dubbed it right off of the soundtrack, and you know, everything's fair game when you're trying to find this stuff. And, of course, I just subtitled that Santa versus El Diablo, but the whole movie is basically about the good versus evil for the souls of the children around the Christmas holidays in Mexico City. So that was, again, you know, the range of stuff. We went from some New Orleans blues-based stuff with King Coleman to some hippy-dippy Santa's Magical Bag stuff to polka music, you know, and it's all Christmas music, and that's one of the reasons it's so much fun to collect, because it's not genre-specific, and you can really go in any number of directions and somehow mash it all together, or get away with mashing it all together under the auspices of, hey, it's about Christmas, so it's Christmas music.
Well, you are sharing this with our listeners, Andy, and people who are interested in downloading a CD of some of your discoveries from this year can go to christmas.soundopinions.org and read up on how to do that. You're going to have more tunes for us after this break on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. We'll be back in a minute with more Andy Cerzan Christmas.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. We are here with Andy Surzand, who by day is the vice president at one of the largest independent concert promoters in North America, Jam Productions. But by night, and just about all the other time in his life, is devoted to what you are hearing on this show today. It is a literally year's worth of work went into the music that you're hearing right now. Andy Surzand's world is fascinating. We have devoted an entire segment of our website to it. Christmas.soundopinions.org is where you can go to scan some of the album covers from Andy Surzand's massive archive of Christmas-related music. In addition, this is a spectacular gift, I think, that is being made available to our listeners. You can download this music at christmas.soundopinions.org, an amazing CD called The Santa Set, the 19th edition. Where are we going next with this? I mean, so far the music has been typically twisted. We got any more detours you're going to take us down in the next set?
But of course. So this next set kicks off with someone I refer to as the Christmas Lady and her matter-of-fact musings on the pagan origins of the Yule are fascinating and like pretty much spell out everything I like about how weird stuff can get. And that segues right into Hello Santa Claus by Cecil Gant, which is a 1950s blues track recorded in New York City. It came out on the amazing and I believe out of print Document Records compilation Blues Blues Christmas 1925 to 55. And without further ado, here's the Christmas Lady explaining how Christmas came to be.
Long before there was a Christmas, that is, long before the holy babe was born in Bethlehem, pagan peoples in the north of Europe held a month-long midwinter festival, which they called Yuletide. And many of the customs associated with this Yule celebration are reflected in our own observation of Christmas. These people worshiped the sun, and as the days grew shorter and darker and colder, they feared that the sun was going away and was displeased with them, might not come back. So they built huge fires to show their appreciation of the light and sun and heat that the sun provided. They also had a great slaughtering of horses and cattle around the roots of a tree which they chose to represent the sun. On these trees, they tied fruit and vegetables, flowers, live birds, and animals, all symbolic of the life-giving power of the sun.
Hello, Santa Claus. Please send my baby home. Hello, Santa Claus. Please send my baby home. It's Christmas time, and I'm so all alone. Everybody, I hope your troubles are not like mine. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine. My baby left me last year, just around about Christmas time. Hey, Sue Bridgeport, thanks for your advice. for your advice. I'm gonna leave all the women alone, and I'm going back to my wife. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. I hope to see you next year, just like I always do.
My braves are so few. I've talked with a great spirit, and here's what we must do. There's one night all the white men will go to sleep, because they're expecting some great man they call Santa Claus. He only visits once a year, and that's on Christmas Eve. Men use. And then they saw the reindeer, four big ones on each side. These the Indians knew would make good food for their tribe. So they jumped from their horses, but as they neared the sled, the white skin of the fat old man suddenly turned red. Sleigh had vanished, and bright Indian beads appeared. There were strips of leather and enough wild food to last for one whole year. The Indians had all they needed, except some new tomahawks. Now these I don't give, said the man, for I am Santa Claus, and I only give good gifts, so there'll be joy and cheer. He hollered at the Indians as he rode away, Merry Christmas, see you next year. The Indians went to their tents with no scalps at all. The Great Spirit stopped the fight with an Indian Santa Claus.
You're listening to The Sound Opinions Christmas Spectacular with Andy Surzan. To download some of this music, go to christmas.soundopinions.org.
Pancho, Pancho, who just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. It was close to Christmas Eve when they came to Santa's door. A little donkey, if you please, a surprise, and that's for sure. Deer and elves gathered around and heard the stranger say, Pancho's my name and I've come to help on the eve of Christmas Day. When I was just so very small, I found as days went by, I didn't only walk and run, but I could also fly. People came
came from all around, and this I heard them say, he will bring toys for one and all. What Santa Christmas Day? First the deer laughed, then the elves laughed, and they all rolled on the floor. And tears came to Pancho's eyes when this is what he heard. Pancho, Pancho, we just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You've got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. Santa heard the reindeer laugh, the elves were laughing too. Then he said, the world has grown, there's so much more to do. The load is so enormous now, it's not like yesterday. If he can fly and do his part, then he can pull my sleigh. The deer and elves were so ashamed, for they could plainly see that one's appearance doesn't count, it is ability. The world will get a better gift than anything we make when they see Pancho flying high, helping with Santa's sleigh. Pancho, Pancho, we just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus, you got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. Pancho, Pancho, we just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus, you've got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of
Andy, that's going out almost with a warm and touching, tender note. What did starting with that instrumental, what did we just hear?
Well, again, the tradition of classic holiday jazz is really important to the whole Christmas music dealio. And that was a classic Don Peterson trio track with Pat Martino, All I Want for Christmas, featuring Don on the B3, of course. Before that, we heard Pancho from El Rancho by Dimas Garza.
Yep. That's
a 25-cent flea market special about a donkey who wants to be a reindeer and Because he can fly, he gets the green stamp from Santa.
Now, you must have come up with 24 Rudolph replacement tracks in the last couple of years.
A lot easily. Well, one of the reasons this year's CD is called the Santa Set is it's about a bunch of people who are part of this, you know, the Jet Set and the Santa Set. They're characters from the holidays. And before that, some disturbing characters from the holidays on the Indian Santa Claus by Loreen Mann, about as un-PC as you can get.
Yes.
And before that, we heard Hello Santa Claus by Cecil Gant. And I'd like to just say thanks for having me back, guys. I really had a good time. I hope everyone who's listening has an enjoyable experience. Or if not, of course, you know, the button's there to
boink. You can go to the Light FM in your market. And
yeah, exactly. There's plenty of that other stuff out there. This is the only show of this kind, and we're thrilled that you do this every year for us, Annie. We can't think of a better Christmas gift for ourselves and for our listeners.
And we're going out with a special holiday message that I put together from Clum Cadiddlehopper. Adios.
Yes, I see it now, Santa Claus. I feel so much better because I understand my purpose for being here.
Fine, fine. Well, I must be on my way.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, little tree.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas for next year and every year. And maybe next year you'll be asked to stay a little longer than just over the holiday. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
Another Christmas is over, Greg. Happy holidays to all of our listeners. What do we got next week?
Next week, Jim, we have our annual year-end mixtape special. You and I come up with mixtapes each year. We're going to share some of the music on there, basically highlighting some of the best songs of 2007.
Good stuff. We have to thank Andy Surzan, of course, this year for coming by once again, as well as our loyal and intrepid and hardworking production team, Todd Bachman, Jason Saldana, Robin Lynn, and intern Dave Mahler, with our own Christmas imp, our elf, our poncho, Tori Southside Malatia.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 1-888-859-1800.
New messages.
Hello, Jim and Greg. This is Andy from DeKalb. My favorite Christmas song is actually also my least favorite Christmas song. See, I think the song Little Drummer Boy is completely monotonous and boring, but no one does monotony and slow, boring songs better than Low. So Low's version of Little Drummer Boy, I think, is just amazing. Everyone else's, screw it. Yeah, enjoy the show. Have a good day.
Hey, Greg and Jim, it's Andy from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I had a suggestion for one of the best Christmas songs of all time. As a graduate student here at University of North Carolina, I always have kind of a mixed feelings about going home for the holidays and staying at my parents' house where I'm there, but I'm kind of not really home. It's kind of this uncomfortable familiarity. And Aquaville Rivers, listening to Otis Redding at home during Christmas really captures that feeling of reminiscing about the time that you lived there growing up and going to high school there. And during the song, he's listening to an album, an old R&B album, and stirs up all these memories of his old high school sweetheart, and he starts to daydream about a simpler time. And the mood of the song really captures that kind of cold, dead of winter feeling that sometimes catches us when we're supposed to be really cheery and peppy during the holidays. So thanks for a great year of shows, and Merry Christmas, Jim and Greg.
Home is where beds are made and butter is added to toast. On a cold afternoon, you can float room to room like a ghost. Take the crash out and argue about who gets to set up the kings. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. But not even home with you forever.
Hey guys, this is Ben calling from Claremont, California. I'm submitting my pick for the best Christmas song ever. It's Louis Armstrong, "That You, Santa Claus." I love this song. It's very unique. Thank you.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me.
No more messages.
To give us your opinion on sound opinions, call our hotline, 1-888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with sound opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media.